Welcome to Yoga Nidra. In this practice, we allow the body to rest as deeply as possible, as it is in deep sleep, while the mind remains alert and aware. In this specific practice, today we will be working with the chakras. Chakras are energy wheels or vortexes. We'll examine not only the visualizations of the seven main chakras, but also the characteristics and qualities of the chakras. In this practice, time is taken to settle into the space of relaxation, to allow for the deepest resonance of the Yoga Nidra state. After the initial relaxation, time is taken to form your sankalpa or your intention. This is how the practice becomes deeply personal. The intention is set within you and is formed from the highest truth within. From there, we move into a rotation through parts of the body, then into the breath or energetics. We practice maneuvering through the dualities of sensations and into visualization. Finally, we rest in possibility, where there's an opportunity to surrender and let go. The invitation is that any time you notice that you're drifting off to sleep, come back to the instructions and remain still to increase the potential of your experience. Take time to set the body up into your shavasana. Once you're set up, feeling free to pause this recording to take as much time as you need. Take time to scan the body and see if there are any adjustments, big or small, that need to be made. If needed, take a moment to adjust, as you will be in this pose for a substantial period of time. Find total stillness of the body and maintain that stillness. The practice of Yoga Nidra begins now. Begin to become aware of your breath. Sense into whether the breath feels fluid, whether it feels restricted. Sense with curiosity and non-judgment. Take a deep sighing breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Keep going at the pace of your own breath. And now, as you continue with the same breath, inhaling through the nose, exhale through the mouth, allow the exhale to be completely silent. And over time, allow the exhale to be longer than the inhale. The invitation throughout the practice is to remain still, to allow for the increase in the potential of the experience, to remain consciously aware, to remain connected to the instructions. And if you feel yourself drifting off to sleep, invite your way back to my voice. It is now time to form your sankalpa or your intention. Sankalpa is like a seed that we plant in the heart. Leave an opening of space to listen for these whisperings. Occasionally, a sankalpa is a phrase or a feeling. And at times, it's an I am statement, such as I am whole, I am at peace. And if nothing seems to be arising, hold space for that. As your sankalpa comes to you, with everything you know, plant your sankalpa within the heart. Offer this intention of the highest truth. As we move into the rotation of consciousness, the invitation is to bring awareness to each part. There's no need to move. It's as though a flashlight is illuminating each part. And if you drift off, invite yourself to return to my voice. We begin with the right hand thumb. Right hand thumb. Index finger. Middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, right wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, right shoulder, armpit, ribs, waist, right hip, thigh, kneecap, right shin, ankle, top of the foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, sole of the foot, heel, calf, back of the knee, back of the thigh, right buttock, whole of the right side. Remain awake. Left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, left wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder, armpit, ribs, waist, left hip, thigh, kneecap, shin, left ankle, top of the foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, sole of the foot, heel, left calf, back of the knee, back of the thigh, left buttock, whole of the left side. Right lower back, left lower back, right mid back, left mid back, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, the spine, the spine, the spine, right shoulder, left shoulder, back of the neck, back of the head, top of the head, right side of the head, left side of the head, forehead, right temple, left temple, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, space between the eyebrows, right eyelid, left eyelid, right eyeball, left eyeball, right eyelashes, left eyelashes, right ear, left ear, right cheek, left cheek, bridge of the nose, nose, tip of the nose, right nostril, left nostril, upper lip, lower lip, tongue, teeth, throat, chin, right side of the jaw, left side of the jaw, right collarbone, left collarbone, right chest, left chest, middle of the chest, navel, abdomen, lower abdomen, whole of the right leg, whole of the left leg, both legs together, whole of the right arm, whole of the left arm, both arms together, whole of the back, buttocks, shoulder blades, whole of the front, abdomen, chest, whole of the back and front together, whole of the head, whole body together, whole body together, whole body together. Begin to observe the breath at its own natural pace. And bring the awareness to the spine. The spine begins at the bottom of the tailbone and travels all the way up to the base of the skull. Envision a line of energy that moves from the tailbone all the way up to the base of the skull, up the back of the head and to the crown. And envision this same energy as it begins at the crown, moves to the back of the skull, down the base of the skull through the spine and down to the tailbone. Observe this central energy channel with each inhale and each exhale. The energy travels upwards and back down. This central energy channel travels just inside the core of the body. Through this central energy channel, we can find the 7 main chakras. Use the breath to watch the energy from the base of the spine at the tailbone, all the way up, back of the head to the crown, and back down. Notice the root at the base of the spine. And notice the breath. Your next breath, notice the sacral, just a little bit upwards in the pelvis, and notice the breath. Next, notice the navel, towards the back of the belly button. And notice the breath. Notice the heart in the center of the chest. And notice the breath. Notice the throat. Notice the breath. Notice the third eye in the space between the eyebrows towards the center of the brain. And notice the breath. And notice the crown at the top of the head. And notice the breath. Watch the breath as though you see this energy in a new light. If a color arises, notice. Without changing your breath, observe. With each breath in, you watch the energy as it moves tailbone to crown. And with each breath out, crown to tailbone. The energy body. The energy that is breathing with breath. The energy that is breathing without breath. And release the breath and begin to feel as though your body is heavy. Each piece of your body feels weighted, as though you could sink into the floor at any moment. Heavy. The legs heavy. Arms heavy. Body heavy. And the head heavy. And just before the heaviness becomes too much, move through neutral and sense the body becoming light, 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 as though the body is made of feathers, light. And before the body becomes so light, add back in heavy, sensing into the equilibrium of heavy and light. And notice as your body becomes hot, hot. You can almost sense sweat beginning to form, hot. And all of the sensations associated with hot. Hot. And move through neutral to cold. Cold through the entire body. Cold. As though in a deep bath of ice. Cold. And while you maintain cold, invite back in hot, finding a balance between hot and cold. Bring your awareness down to your tailbone, to the Muladhara chakra, the root chakra. And moving upwards through that central energy channel, draw your attention up to the sacral chakra, Svadhisthana, in the area of the reproductive organs. And upward, behind the belly button, to the solar plexus, or Manipura. And travel upwards still to the center of your heart, the center of the chest, the heart chakra, Anahata. and upward still to the throat, Vishuddha. And between the eyebrows towards the center of the brain into the third eye, Ajna Chakra. And finally, travel up to the crown of the head, Sahasrara, or the crown chakra. Begin back at the tailbone, the root chakra, Muladhara. Sense a red lotus, four petals. And the sound, Lum. Symbol of a yellow square, element of earth. Characteristics of stability, ancestry, and groundedness. Upwards to the sacral chakra, the reproductive organs, Svadhisthana, with a vermilion lotus, six petals, and the sound, Vam, a symbol of an upward milky white crescent moon, the element of water. Characteristics of creativity and sensuality. Up to the navel center behind the belly button, Manipura, solar plexus, yellow lotus flower, 10 petals, and the sound, Ram. A red upside down triangle, element, fire. Characteristics of passion, determination. And move upward to the center of the heart, Anahata Chakra, a blue lotus flower, 12 petals, sound, Yum. The symbol is a smoky green six-pointed star, the element of air. From this place comes love, compassion, kindness. Moving to the throat, Vishuddha Chakra, a violet lotus, 16 petals. And the sound, Hum. The symbol is a blue circle. The element is ether. With characteristics of communication and authentic truth. And upwards to the third eye, Ajna Chakra, the space between the eyebrows, with a smoky lotus, two petals, and the sound, Om. colorless, shapeless intuition, wisdom, and finally up to the crown of the head, Sahasrara, a red lotus with 1,000 petals, and the sound of silence. Connection to the higher self, to the divine. And focus on the crown. Notice the expansion of the space above the crown. And if you feel called to, surrender and let go into this space of unknown. Invite the seed of your sankalpa to rise back up. Become aware of the sankalpa or intention. And repeat internally 3 times. The practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Hari Om Tat Sat. Hari Om Tat Sat. Hari Om Tat Sat. While remaining in this place of stillness, begin to become aware of the sounds within your body. Notice sounds within the room. Feel the connection of your body and the floor. And begin to become aware of the fingers and toes. Notice what it feels like to move your big toe. To move your thumb. And as you awaken your body, bring your awareness into the space that your body occupies. in your own time, roll towards your side. Remain here for as long as you need. And in your own time, take a few moments to press yourself up to seated. And to realign yourself with your surroundings.